Now, sometimes there's nothing better than a good toe-tapping musical. But a musical with a story, if you haven't got much sight or any sight, you can lose some of the subtleties of the actual storyline and the acting, and that's where audio description can really enhance your enjoyment of a production. Vida Hayarding enjoys AD performances and has been to see a well-known musical. Hi, Vida.
How are you, Simon? Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, thanks. And you've been to one with some really good toe-tappers in it.
Absolutely. Some great melodies, great tunes. The music by Leonard Bernstein, the lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and altogether, the musical is...
West Side Story.
Thank you very much indeed, yeah. And those of you who aren't, or even if you are familiar with the music of the show, may just not be aware that it's, if you like, based on the Shakespearean play tragedy Romeo and Juliet, except it's obviously set in a much different location and venue in New York, and two rival gangs, basically, who, in a sense, play the Capulets and the Montagues from the Shakespearean play.
The original musical was in the 50s, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah, that's right. Similar. So based on the storyline from Shakespeare, but obviously Shakespeare didn't have the music at the time, and that's been updated to the 1950s setting, as you said, and some great tunes. So Somewhere, it's one of them. I Want to Be in America. There's lots of them, and you know, it's brilliant music, brilliant storyline. And Simon, I don't know whether you've had a chance to have a look at some of the blurb in connection with this particular production, but it was ostensibly a cast made up of young people, all of whom were, you know, absolutely terrific. And I think there were four adults in the show. Now, I suppose one could argue that people 16, 18 are adults as well. But you know what I mean by adults, people of an older age. The rest of them were predominantly young people who'd successfully got through a very intense round of auditions involving literally hundreds of people, I think, and ultimately arriving at a cast of, you know, really talented musicians, singers, actors. And it's quite one of the best things I've seen for a long time. And you know, I've seen some really good productions.
Yeah, has it aged well, would you say?
I would say it's timeless. You know, the music is fantastic. The storyline is you know, pretty compelling too. And if you've got that combined with a first-class, you know, performance on the part of, you know, the cast who are producing it, well, you can't lose, really.
So this was an audio-described performance. So was there a touch tour involved with it?
There was a touch tour, and that was, you know, they're always helpful, they're always interesting. I think this was probably even more so because I mentioned some of the talent on the stage. Well, two or three of those young people, including the two leads, in a sense, the people who played Tony and Maria, or had it been Shakespeare's play, Romeo and Juliet, they were on stage just to have a chat with us briefly, as were a couple of others. And bearing in mind that was ahead of both a matinee and an evening performance, it was really good of them to spare a little bit of time to chat with visually impaired patrons and their friends and companions who are on the touch tour. So yeah, another added bonus.
In what way would you say the touch tour enhanced your enjoyment then?
I think, first of all, just the simple fact that you're on the stage, you get a sense of perspective. And I would say this, perhaps even if you had absolutely no sight at all, I have the ability to distinguish between light and dark these days. And you look out over the over the auditorium from the stage, you get a sense of the space, the size of the theatre. Now, obviously, that isn't directly related to the performance itself, but it doesn't half give you a sense of what it must be like to dance, sing, perform, act on that stage. And obviously when you're up there, you get a chance to inspect the set, however minimalist it may be. Some of the costumes, some of the props that are used at different points during the production. And as I've mentioned, you, on occasions, and this was one of them, you get the chance to meet one or two members of the cast and or stage management. And that's always a real plus. And Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy, who generally tend to be the audio describers, professional audio describers who do the honours at the Hippodrome, they always make it really engaging and fun. And it's normally very, very popular. And the front of house team, who are always on hand, and do you know the volunteers who come in to assist with the touch tours and the audio described performances tend to be the same people on each occasion. They've signed up to do that because they particularly enjoy it themselves, and you know, it's nice to have that consistency. They all help to make it really work smoothly. So well done to one and all.
I don't know if it's good form, a production like that, but were you tempted to sing along?
Yeah, but quietly to myself.
Yeah.
You'd be very relieved to know. No, I mean, you do know, at least I know, and I'm sure lots of others will as well, the music and the melodies. And I think because it's such a powerful performance, and indeed the storyline, for those who aren't familiar with it, is quite tragic. So perhaps, you know, you quite rightly just sit and enjoy the music and listen to it, and then maybe on your way home you hum some of those more foot-tapping melodies.
For those of you that have just joined us recently and are just, you know, new to audio description, you might be wondering what you do if you have a guide dog, but you can take your guide dog along, can't you?
Absolutely, and that's part of the whole, if I can call it, this audio-described experience. So if you do want to be accompanied by your guide dog to the venue, if that makes getting to the theatre or the concert hall or whatever it might be easier for you, then clearly that's what you must and should do. In the knowledge that you can either take him or her into the auditorium with you, or more often than not, and most people tend to do this in my experience, you can ask the theatre if they've got people who will look after the guide dog during the matinee or evening audio described performance. And I have to say that, again, in my experience, this is something that volunteers and or staff members alike are only too happy to do. So it's a very popular, you know, ask, if you like. And you can sometimes, you know, people feel not comfortable about taking an animal into a performance if there are lots of gunshots and loud noises and that sort of thing. So if you want to put your mind at rest, you've got that choice. You can take the animal, the guide dog, into the auditorium, or you can ask the theatre if they can make provision for looking after him or her whilst you're enjoying the show. And again, that just helps to hopefully make the whole thing as easy as possible.
So we'd like you to let us know how you get on if you try out some audio description. And as the year races on and we'll be heading into the pantomime season soon, there'll be plenty of opportunities to test out audio description.
Absolutely. So if you've not done it before, now's the, well, not just now, but any time's the time, I guess. But I guess we're into the autumn. Traditionally, it's the start of a new school year. So, you know, people are getting back into some sort of routine. And it might be a chance leading up to Christmas in particular, where you want to look at what's being audio described at a theatre near you, as they say, and give it a try. If it's a production you'd be interested in seeing, have a chat with the box office initially, maybe then talk to somebody more responsible or involved in the access program at that venue. Go and try it out, test the headset, just, you know, see if you're comfortable with how it all works and the timings and where you might sit and all the rest of it, and most importantly, enjoy the show.
Well, you make it sound very attractive. Would you like to sing us out with one of the hits?
You'll be very relieved, and more importantly, your listeners will be very relieved. And I mean, you know, you have lots of listeners, Simon. I wouldn't want to be the person who suddenly, you know, has an effect detrimentally on your ratings. So I shall remain mum's the word on that one.
Thank you. Can I just say, Vidar is being really honest there.
Said my agent. Yeah.
Vidar Yarding, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Simon, and take care.